Building recovery. Stage 1, planning. Session 3. Is this building your design? So the question that we're asking in this session is, again, hopefully a very important one. I want to bring all these important questions. And the question is this building your design? Critical question. And I have to explain it a little bit because it may not even be obvious why it's such an important question. Let me start out by using a statement and showing you how serious this is. You must design your own building. Let me just say that again. You must design your own building. Why have I learned, how have I learned that this is so important? Well, because I've seen so many people fail in their recovery attempts because they have attempted to build someone else's building. I'll explain all this as we go, but I just want to say to you now how serious I take this, because I've simply seen that it doesn't work. And it's also an important question because there's a natural tendency for a lot of people, not everyone, but for a lot of people, there is a natural tendency to opt for someone else's design. Now, this takes two forms, really. The first one is sort of family, and the second one is peers. What I mean by that is the two great examples that I would give are building a building that actually is your parents' building or your father's building or your mother's building, because you're trying to get back in with them. You're trying to impress them or get them to approve of you. And we're really going into the deeper therapy stuff here when we look at this. But this is very, very common. And it's so common and it's so typical that I really want you to think about it, because it's possible that you may not even spot this. It's possible that you will just assume that recovery is recovery and I'm just building it and I'm just trying my best. But what you've not considered is that actually it's not even your recovery. It's someone else's idea of what your recovery would look like. So again, these are critical ideas, and I really would want you to think about it in planning your building. Make sure it's your design. So again, I can't go too deeply into the therapy side of this because, of course, everyone is individual and unique, but it speaks to ideas of authenticity. This is one of the big words. And what that means is this. It means that in order for your recovery to really be successful, you have to become authentic. And of course you haven't been. If you're living in addiction, there's nil chance that you've actually been authentic in your relationships. The whole thing is about projecting a false self. So you've not been authentic. And the idea of true recovery is to become authentic. And this is tremendously challenging, by the way, and often takes years to achieve. But we start out on the right foot when we seriously sit down and spend time asking ourselves, is this our design? So what happens if we're unauthentic? So what that means is that we've started to build someone else's design. Well, it leads to resentment. It leads to a resentful lifestyle, and resentment is the big problem. There's nothing, you know, if you think about being in your own home, I mean, we can all use this example. When you shut the door and all the difficulties you've had during the day, work, relationships, trying to build something, whatever, you want to shut that door, you want to kick back and you want to be yourself and you want to relax and you want to be able to just be who you are, at least behind your own front door, right? Well, the problem is when you build a recovery that's actually someone else's design, you feel increasingly uncomfortable behind your own front door because it's not you. It's like, imagine being at home, but you can't really relax. Imagine being at home, but you feel like you can't, you know, take your shoes off and put your feet up. This is not the way forwards, because here's what I want you to realize. You're going to be in this building your whole life. This recovery building is you. It's your time, it's your future, and you're going to invest a lot of effort into it. You want it to be yours. You need it to be yours. So let's go back to the beginning. You must design your own building. Now, I'll give you a couple of typical examples before we start looking at the uniqueness. I think one example might just do it, to be fair. And this is a very typical example. And again, remember, I'm talking about years of experience I've spent in residential rehab, seeing client after client after client who was stepping into these difficulties. So a typical example would be a young man coming into rehab, does his 3 months, whatever he does, maybe does a few months in secondary treatment and halfway houses and so on. And then he starts to come out with these ideas. Oh, I'm going to start a business. Now, in terms of our metaphor of building recovery, this guy has barely built a foundation. Now he's talking about the first floor. There's no ground floor. He's basically saying, oh no, I'm ready now to really plunge into the area of total challenge where I'm going to be working all these hours. I'm going to be trying to make things happen. I'm going to be so on and so forth. And my attempt is always the same thing. I'll be saying to him, you know, are you sure this is the right time, that this is the right way for you to go? We'll be talking about family. You know, this young man, his dad, you know, may have a very good business that he may have paid for the treatment, for instance. You know, and so the need to be approved of is very strong. And how do you get approved of by a successful businessman? Well, you become a successful businessman. So you can start to see the strength of this idea of, is it your design? Is it your building? And I think that example is not only a typical one that I've seen many, many dozens of times, but I think really gives you a good idea of what I'm talking about here. You can see the problem. You can see how it's going to build resentment after maybe even a year or two of trying so hard to gain that approval. What happens? Well, typically the approval doesn't even come, even though you are doing really well, and you realize that actually it's not helping you to build someone else's design. So here's what I want to finish on this session. I want to say your design may look very different from other people's. Now, I don't know why, but I'm getting an image of a film that I've seen recently, and it's a film where this guy is a spy. I think it's called Despicable Me, and there's all these houses that all look the same, and then you get to this guy's house and it looks a bit weird. Well, that's what I'm talking about. You see, if you're not prepared to build that weird house, and I'm not saying everyone's house is weird, I'm just saying that if it is, then it is. If it's yours, then it's yours. If it's you, then it's you. And the strength of character and the desire to be yourself and the understanding that you need to be authentic all becomes part of this, where you say, well, you know, when I build this house and it's got a weird roof on it or something, or it kind of looks, you know, it's painted a funny color or whatever, certain people are going to look at that house and say, ooh, what are you building it like that for? You know, doesn't look like our house. Doesn't look like your dad's house. It doesn't look like your friend's house. No, it doesn't, but it looks like yours. And this is the point. Really try to meditate and think deeply on this stuff that says, which elements of this design are not truly mine? Well, you imagine after 2 years, you imagine after 5 years, you're going to be in this house a long, long time. You've got to be happy with it. And that's the key word, you. You've got to be happy. It doesn't matter whether your family are happy with it. It doesn't matter whether your friends are happy with it. Ultimately, you're the one that shuts the front door and says, I want to be totally me in this house. And by the way, by being totally you in your own house, that is the beginning stage of being totally you in your relationships with your friends, in your relationships with your family, and in the way that you engage with your work and ultimately with your career and your goals and dreams. So again, I only want to ask the critically important questions in these sessions, and I urge you to spend time checking and rechecking. Is this my design? Critical question number 3. So I'll see you at the next session.